Thorns and Kisses by Don't Be a Lasagna X. Read by Corey Kithonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Relationship of Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And additional tags of Alternate Universe Fairy Tale, Alternate Universe Sleeping Beauty Fusion, Fairy Tale Curses, Friends to Lovers, Watching Someone Sleep, Protective Cody, True Love's Kiss on the Hand, then First Kiss. Cody stares at the notice in his hands. He knew it was bad. He's uniquely aware of how bad it is, standing guard outside the Crown Prince's bedroom day in and out, watching as suitor after suitor from neighboring and even far-off kingdoms arrive hopeful and soon leave dejected. He'd no idea it was to this degree, to be truthful. To go as far as to expand the pool of suitors to palace employees? The royal family must be well and truly desperate and running perilously low on options. Frex has told him things here and there, as guard to Princess Ahsoka and one of her closest confidants, but the mood on the grounds has been dour. You can feel the unease and uncertainty seep into every stone tile, painted across every tapestry, and whispered among the winds shaking tree branches. The gossip mill is threadbare. Everyone has their own quiet, private observations. No one dare give a glimmer of false hope. Not when they've seen, week after week, month after month, kiss after kiss, the beloved prince still has not awoken. Cody is in the position to have seen it all firsthand. As the highest ranking officer in their order of knights, he's in place to watch over Prince Obi-Wan. Well, he placed himself there. Semantics. The prince is vulnerable in his cursed slumber. Everyone is all too aware of this. Not a soul questions his presence outside Obi-Wan's door, especially not when outsiders have been coming to see, to kiss, the sleeping man. Cody is his protector. What a lousy job of protecting he does. The papyrus trembles in his hands. Or maybe it's his hands that tremble. He's never been one to shake. Cody hates this curse. With every fiber of his being, he hates it. How it takes away every ounce of agency and life from the shining star of this kingdom. He swallows down the lump in his throat and hastily folds the notice, tucking it into a small satchel on his belt before he can give in to the urge to crumble it. The halls of Prince Obi-Wan's chambers are silent and airy, eerily so. Today, like most days, Cody is the solitary guard stationed outside the door leading to Obi-Wan's inner sanctum, his bedroom. Unlike most days, he's been tasked with something new. He puts his hand on the ornate doorknob and twists. The door opens to a room flooded with sunlight beaming through tall windows spanning the floor to the ceiling. Specks of white float through the light, instilling the ever-present feeling of stillness. Terrifically thorned brambles creep and weave from panes of glass, up the walls to the ceiling, concealing a beautifully crafted mural of Coruscant. The brambles sweep down to twine around bedposts like snakes constricting their prey. The centerpiece of it all, laid out on the plush bedding, bordered off by thorns, is Prince Obi-Wan. Cody steps further into the room, boots tapping too loudly on tile and heavy door shutting with a resounding, overbearing thud behind him. Obi-Wan. His skin is as fair as a porcelain doll and cheeks rosy enough to be a fever. Ginger hair fans out across the pillow, matching his beard in a brilliant golden glow under the sun. Delicate hands fold across his chest above embroidered covers and the soft movement of his chest. He's a sight, equally breathtaking and devastating. Cody approaches the bed and feels his heart shatter in more ways than one in anticipation of what's to come. He has a duty, It's an honor and a privilege to be trusted with this task, something he does not take lightly, but to be put in a situation where he must violate the boundaries of the prince, it's the last thing he wants. Obi-Wan is serene in his sleep, unnaturally so. He'd always had a comforting aura to him, something that felt nice and warm and made anyone want to gravitate closer. Now there's a blanket of quiet dampening his personhood. Cody watches his chest rise and fall with even breaths. Bereft. He's not deluded enough to truly think that this will work. True love's kiss is what the cure calls for, to believe that he, a simple knight who worked his way up the order through sheer will and determination, would ever be the crown prince's love? It simply could not be. Cody is aware. It does not mean a confirmation of this won't break his foolish, pining heart. The moment his heart fluttered free and chose Obi-Wan, Cody knew he could not have what he wanted. But feelings persist, and it doesn't necessarily hurt to love. Not unless the love is denied. It's about to hurt horrifically. He is duty-bound to do his best to save his prince. Godspeed the recovery of his heart. Cody kneels at the side of the bed, knee cushioned by a furry pelt. His gaze roves over that expressionless face, desperately. This is it, the last moments of having blissful ignorance of the actuality of Obi-Wan's feelings. He thinks back to all their moments together before. Sessions of sparring, Obi-Wan throwing cocky smiles and easily meeting Cody's dry verbal jabs with near flirtatious banter. Walking side by side in pastures of green as they let their horses graze. Finding royal robes lying in haphazard piles around the palace grounds, returning them to the prince and earning bashful warm gratitude. Bumping into him in the library, off duty, swapping favorites just because Obi-Wan wanted to know what Cody likes. Cody exhales shakily. He gently takes Prince Obi-Wan's limp hand in his own, strokes knuckles with his thumb. "My prince," Cody says, too tenderly, "forgive me." The responding silence is a chasm. He brings the hand to his lips and presses a long, heartfelt kiss to those knuckles, lips smacking when he pulls away. Still holding the prince's hand between his, Cody studies him for any change, any sign of awakening. "It's just like he thought," he thinks, as his chest hollows out. "I'm not the one for him." Obi-Wan sighs deeply, eyebrows pinching together slightly. Cody's breath catches. "It can't be." "Prince Obi-Wan," he says, words bubbling with trepidation. "Your Royal Highness?" He kisses Obi-Wan's hand again, just to be sure. Against all odds, the prince stirs in bed, limbs twitching with the effort of a slight stretch. And then, Cody watches in absolute awe as Obi-Wan blinks open bleary gray-blue eyes. "Cody?" he says, voice croaky from months of disuse. His thumb rumps across Cody's fingers absolutely. All the breath from Cody's lungs leaves in one breathless shock laugh. "You're awake," Cody says, near tears. "Well, my dear, that tends to happen when one is done sleeping," Obi-Wan says, fond and sarcastic. Oh, Cody has missed him terribly. A tear slips down his cheek. "Yeah," his throat pops. "It is." Obi-Wan stares at him for a long moment, brows knitting together and that familiar crease appearing between them. "Has something terrible happened?" "Right." He's just awoken. To Obi-Wan, there's never been a day when his knight, Cody, has knelt at his bedside. Certainly not crying. He quickly wipes the wetness from his face. "What's the last thing you remember?" Obi-Wan doesn't take the time to think before he says, "It was my 35th birthday and..." He falters, and then with a dawning horror, "I pricked my finger. His grip on Cody's hand tightens. With all the stamina of someone who just woke up from a coma, he props himself up against the headboard, tugging Cody forward as he goes. The cogs of Obi-Wan's rapidly thinking mind are visible as his gaze roams around the room, Brambles now dead and decaying before falling on Cody. "I'm awake," Obi-Wan says carefully, a twinkle of realization appearing in his eyes. "And you're here." Cody licks his lips. "I am." "You kiss me." And he's the one sounding awestruck now. "Yes," Cody admits, "your hand. I wouldn't, not without your consent." A smile lights up Obi-Wan's entire being, eyes soft and brimming with joy. It's not a toothy smile. Obi-Wan just drips with happiness. His free hand comes up to cradle Cody's face. Cody has the strange sensation he's going to cry again as he leans into the contact. He hasn't seen Obi-Wan's smile lines in months. "Oh, Cody," he says, petting the thin skin under his eyes. "Come and kiss me, an actual one this time." Cody is helpless to resist, and there's not a universe where he would even try to. Not with Obi-Wan tugging him up and into his arms. He kisses Obi-Wan. His lips are soft and warm and sure, so sure. It's bliss. The burning, blossoming love booming in his chest is so powerful it almost hurts. But Lord, Obi-Wan keeps kissing back, curling his hand into Cody's hair and keeping him, like he's wanted this for so long, too. They barely separate to breathe, touching foreheads and noses nuzzling. "I never thought I could have you," whispers Cody. Obi-Wan's voice is a whisper as well. "Neither did I, but darling, it's everything I've ever wanted." Cody squeezes his eyes tight at the flood of emotion that simple statement brings. There's nothing he can do besides kiss Obi-Wan again. They'll have to break the news to Obi-Wan's family, then the groundspeople, soon. For now, they delight in finally having one another. The end.